This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Thanks for being with us today. And let's start our Friday in Washington, where President Trump's pick to be the top scientist at the U.S. Department of Agriculture is out. Sam Clovis withdrew his nomination after being linked to Robert Mueller's ongoing Russia investigation. The former Iowa radio talk show host and Senate candidate wrote to the president yesterday. He said, "The political climate inside Washington has made it impossible for me to receive balanced and fair consideration for this position. The relentless assaults on you and your team seem to be a blood sport that only increase intensity each day." Now, that was all after it became clear that Sam Clovis was aware and may have helped guide George Papadopoulos' efforts to broker meetings between the Trump presidential campaign and the Russian government in the spring of 2016. Last month, you'll know that Papadopoulos pled guilty to lying to investigators about that, and he's now cooperating with Robert Mueller and his prosecutors. Sam Clovis was also the Trump campaign's co-chairman. He currently serves as USDA's senior White House advisor, and as of now, he's keeping that job. Now with more is Rebecca Bellhouse, reporter for The Wall Street Journal, covering the White House and money in politics. Rebecca, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Here's Sam Clovis on CNN in June of 2016, stumping for Donald Trump.
The leadership of the Republican Party needs to figure out what they want. Either they want to get behind the presumptive nominee who will be the nominee of this party and make sure that we do everything we can to win in November, or we're just asking them, if they can't do that, then just shut the hell up.
But Rebecca, who is Sam Clovis, and how exactly did he end up nominated to be the chief science officer for the USDA?
So that goes back several years now, I would say. He has a background that doesn't quite fit that of a typical campaign policy advisor, particularly someone who would be advising on national security in the way that he was. His background, he worked in the Air Force for a while. He was a professor in Iowa. He taught business and public policy. And then he was a conservative radio talk show host, which is likely how Trump first became familiar with him. His political background consisted largely of he himself ran for Senate in 2013. He lost that Republican primary. And he also ran for state treasurer in Iowa. That was also successful. It's not totally clear how he ended up in the Trump campaign, aside from the fact that the campaign at that point, it was about January 2016, was pretty desperate for surrogates, and I think they were looking to take whoever they could get. Clovis had been working for Rick Perry's campaign, but Perry dropped out. Clovis, even while he was working for Perry, had often said that a lot of the people who supported him in his political ambitions were now Trump supporters. And I think that's likely something that drew Trump to him initially.
Well, Rebecca, you mentioned several things on Sam Clovis's resume: Senate candidate, radio talk show host, teacher, a couple of other things. Did any of those things qualify him to be the chief science officer at the Agriculture Department?
Well, that's the subject of a lot of criticism that he and the Trump administration have received since Trump nominated him to this post. And I think he himself hasn't argued that he has the kind of scientific background that nominees for that post typically have. He said he was qualified for it because to run for office in Iowa, as he did for Senate and for state treasurer, you need to have some knowledge of agriculture, and that was something that qualified him. He answered a questionnaire from a Democratic senator asking him, did you ever study these things? What scientific background did you have? And he didn't really try and argue that he did have any scientific knowledge or background, just that he had a basic knowledge of agriculture from his political experience.
So there are two stories now about Sam Clovis and why he may be out from this job. One, that he acknowledged to senators, as you said, that he has no background really in agriculture science. And the other, as I mentioned, is that he's closely connected to George Papadopoulos, the foreign policy advisor who pled guilty to lying to the FBI about trying to broker contacts between the Trump campaign and the Russian government. What do we know about Clovis's relationship with George Papadopoulos and what may have happened in the campaign in the spring?
So what was revealed on Monday when this guilty plea by George Papadopoulos was unsealed was that a campaign supervisor, who we've since learned was Sam Clovis, was aware that George Papadopoulos was seeking to make these contacts with Russians, including brokering a meeting between representatives of the Trump campaign and representatives of Vladimir Putin, the Russian president. And so Papadopoulos was informing his campaign supervisor, Clovis, that he was doing these things and was getting encouragement in return. At some point, Clovis said, great work. He said, run this through the campaign at some point. It seems he was incrementally aware of what Papadopoulos was trying to do.
So what was the bigger liability then with senators who would have to confirm Sam Clovis for his science officer job? Was it the fact that he was probably unqualified or the fact that he was now tied to the Russia investigation?
My guess is that Clovis was most interested in avoiding the confirmation hearing he had scheduled for next week, where he certainly would have faced a large number of questions on the Russia issue. I think he already knew what he was getting himself into in terms of being nominated for the top scientist post without any scientific background. But I think he was probably eager to avoid, in a public setting, having to answer more questions. We know that he's already spoken to Special Counsel Bob Mueller's team, and has, in fact, testified before Mueller's grand jury. So he likely wasn't eager to keep talking about this, would be my guess.
And, Rebecca, as you said, Clovis is apparently cooperating with investigators on Capitol Hill and in the Mueller investigation. Is he in any legal jeopardy himself?
So to be clear, no one has accused him of any wrongdoing so far, and we don't really know what's coming on that. I think that his involvement and what we've learned since about who else Papadopoulos may have informed about his efforts to establish contacts with Russians certainly could be a legal liability. I mean, these are people who are aware that a campaign aide was at some point trying to get stolen emails from Russia that they had taken from Democratic servers. So I think it's certainly a concern.
Rebecca Ballhaus with The Wall Street Journal. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thanks.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.